Thumbs up. Carrie for you.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. It's lovely talking to you.
Likewise.
How's your return been to Days of Our Lives this time around?
It was fun. It was probably in terms of just going back, walking through those doors. It was just my favorite because the story was literally kind of a time warp. Shane walks onto the set and starts helping Bo through a walkie-talkie dismantle a bomb that Stefano De Mera set. You know, it was just like, we've done this before, you know. It was like a real deja vu, working with the gang, with Bo and Hope and John Black and Marlena and Roman. It was a lot of fun. It was all the gang was kind of more or less back together. So that was a lot of fun. It was different in that everything moves so fast. My goodness, they get a lot of work done in such a short amount of time. You've got to really be on your game. But I like that, you don't hang about, which is nice. And the story was, the story was fine. It was a sort of classic sort of Dave Stefano story. It would have been nice to have been a little more integrated into it, but it was a job, and they have their job to do to tell the story, and my job as an actress to do what I'm asked to do as Shane and do the scenes as they are. And it was a little brief, a little I don't feel like I contributed very much, but I'm not complaining.
Oh, we love seeing you.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice just to go back and sort of be there for a while and be Shane. So I had a great time.
A lot of the fans were complaining that Shane wasn't able to disarm the bomb. Is that what? That's his expertise.
He never did, really. When you go back, you think about it. Shane was really not a particularly efficient ISA agent. I mean, Stefano De Mera and Victor Kiriakis are still alive and well. They're living like three doors down, and they've apparently tried to blow up the world or control the world four or five times. And none of Shane or Roman or anyone, Bo, have been able to actually put an end to them, much as we swear we will. So I don't think the forces of law and order and justice in Salem are that efficient, unfortunately.
A lot of fans are wondering if Shane mentions Kim this time around.
Yeah, we did. I think Kayla was saying, how's Kim? And Shane had a line to the effect of, we're still working on things, but she's good. She wasn't too keen on me coming, going back with the ISA, but she understood that this was a special case or something. And I think that was it. I think that they didn't want to draw too much attention to Kim because she wasn't there. Patsy wasn't back. So I think they felt like, just sort of mention it, but keep it at a distance.
Yes. Would you consider coming back on contracts at some time?
Yeah. I mean, I've always said it's a great job. I love my time on Days, and it gets into your DNA. When you do 8 years, I think everyone needs to step away for a while and take a break and do something else. But it's part of your DNA. You understand that world. You understand the way the fans react. You know how to deliver those stories. So it's a comfortable, like finding an old pair of slippers under the couch and slipping them back on. So I would be very happy, especially as you get to this part of your career as an actor. You've kind of done a lot of different things. To be going back to what's really just like another family is a very pleasant way to spend your working hours. It would be great, and I think it'd be fun. I think a sort of aging spy, a spy who's still got all the skills and the knowledge, but is a little bit slower than he used to be, I think would be fun, sort of trying to teach the new young bucks the tricks of the trade. I think a slightly older Shane as a sort of spy master would be a lot of fun. I think it would be a cute idea, trying to keep Rafe under control. And
I was watching the fourth episode of The Bay, and the episode just aired that your on-screen daughter passed away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was your Saints were amazing when he.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was tough. It was, you know, it's very tough because it's very, you know, you have to jump right in. There's no kind of lead up on the pitch. Very quick, short segment. So it's kind of you just sort of jump. It's like jumping into a pool with both feet, you know, into without, you know, without a breath really. So yeah, I'm glad it all worked out well. I'm glad it it came out well.
Is there any news on the Babes? We heard they were trying to get it on television this year.
Yeah, I think they're trying to put together a package for TV. But I'm, you know, I'm a great proponent of it online. I think the more people start finding the internet and finding their entertainment on internet, I think the more they realize that the internet is the perfect location for a soap like The Bay, because the fans are much more able to interact with each other and with the characters and with the storylines. It's much more portable. You can catch an episode anywhere and anytime you like. I think it's a great location for the soap opera format, and I think people are going to slowly begin to realize that there's a forum. You know, you can watch the show and then join a forum and chat room and check into little videos of behind the scenes and someone's favorite recipes and ask questions of the characters and in real time. I think it's a perfect place for the soap. So I'm hoping that it just grows in its popularity and gets becomes like a pioneer of online entertainment.
Yes, and you guys got an Emmy nomination too, so that's fantastic.
That's right. You know, yeah, which is fantastic. So more power to it. You know.
I saw your commercial for Victorious, and I have boys 10 and 7, and they love the show. And it's as an adult, it's a really good show. So how did you like?
It's very good.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I've done now 3 episodes. We did this. The one this week is a double episode. Then I did another episode just a week ago. They're such nice people, and the kids are so talented. And so nice. Victoria Justice is one of the sweetest creatures. All of them are, in fact. You know, Ariana. I mean, they've become sort of pals. You know, they're all young enough to be my grandchildren. But I really enjoy my time over there, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing it on Saturday. And you're right, you know, in the sort of tween world, it's just this monster hit.
Oh, it's a good quality show, and a parent can watch it without, stabbing themselves. I mean, it's actually
exactly.
It's good.
It's very, it's a good. They have it's sweet, it's funny, and it's it's edgy enough to be not sort of too sugary, but it's completely what's it rated? You know,
it's probably G or PG.
Oh, yeah. G rated. Yeah. But without being sort of soppy, you know, it's actually fun. And, you know, when they get singing, it's very exciting. They do a great job.
How's Happily Divorced going?
That's going fine. I've been watching it. I think they just finished airing their second season. They got a third season pickup, so they'll be coming back next year. I think it's a very funny show. I keep in touch with Franny every now and again. I'm going to talk to her soon. I left her a message the other day. She's, you know, off on vacation, I think, now. A really fun set to be on. I really enjoyed my episode there. That's all going very well, I think.
I'm so impressed. I believe of all the soap actors, you're the king of all social media. I mean...
Well, I have, you know, first I need to thank, I actually have someone who handles a lot of that for me. She is sort of training me like a very, not a recalcitrant dog, but it takes a long time for me to learn new tricks. And so she keeps on my case and rewards me with goodies when I do something well, when I actually remember to put in a hashtag or an @ on my tweets. She kind of quickly sends me a message saying, good boy. But she's very good at that. She links all the Facebook page and the Twitter page. And she's trying to train me in Pinterest now, which is a new thing, which I'm a bit slow about. I don't pin enough things out there. But it's a fantastic world. And when you're a performer or any kind of public figure, it's a fantastic way of communicating with your fans concerned with the you know, the business and with what's going on. It's an amazing new universe, and we all have to learn it.
Sorry, Carrie,
we're
out of time.
Okay.
Oh, dear, that's... But it's been fun. It's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you again, Charlie. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Bye-bye.
Bye.